You're listening to 88.3 Southern FM.
Although it may not seem so for the next few minutes, this is The Space Show. Yes, 50 years ago, in 1967, this happened. Album was released in 1967, 50 years ago. Its release was marked by 5 pages plus a cover plus an editorial in Time magazine and 4 pages plus a cover of Life magazine. Hello, I'm Andrew Rennie, and on Mission Control we have Jay. Now, something else happened 50 years ago. A group of students at Melbourne University were celebrating because they had just delivered to the United States the first satellite ever built in Australia. More about that later in the show. But first, back to the album that was to change popular music forever. The third track on Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band 1967 record was Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Now, bear with me for 3.5 minutes. There is method in my madness, which will become apparent over the next 10 minutes.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Where rocking horse people eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you. Train in a station with plasticine pauses with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile. The girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Lucy in the sky.
Last Thursday, June the 1st, NASA issued a press release announcing the mission patch for an unmanned space mission called Lucy. We have in detail described this mission on a previous space show. By now, you may be getting an inkling of the connection to the Beatles. I have asked my computer to read the NASA release for us.
50 years ago on June the 1st, the Beatles released their album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, which included the iconic song, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. The popular song was critically acclaimed for evoking a surreal dreamscape, along the lines of Lewis Carroll's classic fantasy, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. John Lennon said it was inspired by a drawing his son Julian, then age 3, had made of a nursery school classmate named Lucy. Fast forward to 1974, November 24th, when, during a fossil hunting expedition in Hadar, Ethiopia, anthropologist Donald Johansson and a student decided to take an alternate route back to their Land Rover through a nearby gully. There, Johansson discovered a fossil forearm bone and quickly identified it as a species of hominin, a human ancestor originating after the evolutionary split from the ancestors of apes. Shortly thereafter, he saw an occipital, or skull, bone, then a femur, some ribs, a pelvis and the lower jaw. 2 weeks later, after many hours of excavation, screening and sorting, several hundred fragments of bone had been recovered, representing 40% of a single hominin skeleton. Later that night, there was much celebration and excitement over the discovery of what looked like a fairly complete hominin skeleton. There was dancing and singing. The Beatles' song, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, was playing. At some point during that night, expedition member Pamela Alderman named the skeleton Lucy, and the name stuck. Jump ahead to 2013, when a proposed NASA mission to explore Jupiter's Trojan asteroids was in search of a name. The Trojan Lion swarms ahead of and behind Jupiter in its orbit around the Sun. While most NASA missions are acronyms, this particular mission took a different path. Planets were built from solid materials orbiting the Sun that came together under their mutual gravitational attraction. Primitive, volatile-rich bodies like the Trojans are fossils of these first planetary building blocks and hold valuable clues to how the planets formed. Earth's oceans and atmosphere may have been supplemented by impacts from primitive bodies similar to the Trojans, so these fossils may help reveal our most distant origins. That link to our beginnings inspired the mission's principal investigator, Harold Levison of the Southwest Research Institute in Boulder, Colorado, to name the spacecraft after the Lucy fossil. The connection to the Beatles' song was the icing on the cake. Levison said,
"These asteroids really are like diamonds in the sky in terms of their scientific value for understanding how the giant planets formed and the solar system evolved."
News of the Lucy mission name was welcomed by the team that discovered the famous fossil. Anthropologist Johansson said,
"When I first learned of the Lucy mission, during a visit to Bhutan, I was thrilled and overwhelmed with pride."
He added,
"As a teenager, I was very involved in astronomy with a 25-centimeter Clark refractor telescope at my high school. It is deeply rewarding that more than 40 years after my discovery of Lucy, she continues to play an important role in scientific exploration."
So this is how a hit song, inspired by a drawing from a rock star's young son, inspired the name of a fossil human ancestor, which inspired the name of a NASA mission to understand our origins. Keith Null is project scientist for the Lucy mission at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center in Greenbelt, Maryland. He said,
"We are conscious of all the ways the name we chose for this mission has different cultural meanings. If Lucy resonates with someone, brings them in and gets them asking questions, that's just great."
The diamond shape of the mission patch for the Lucy mission references Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds by the Beatles, while the skeleton on the left of the patch represents the Lucy hominin fossil. Lucy will launch in October of 2021 and fly by its targets between 2025 and 2033. In all, Lucy will study six Trojans and one main belt asteroid.
The Trojans, of course, are the asteroids that are in the same orbit as Jupiter, some 60 degrees ahead of and 60 degrees behind Jupiter in its orbit. The mission Lucy will study all known taxonomic types, including an equal mass binary. And it will also make a flyby of asteroid 52,246, Donald Johansson. Yes, you now know where that name came from. This asteroid is 3 kilometres in diameter and, as I've just indicated, is named after Donald Johansson, the discoverer of the Lucy hominid fossil. It was the asteroid was discovered by S.J. Buss in 1981 at Siding Springs Observatory in New South Wales. What will it do? Well, Lucy will study the asteroid's surface composition, the surface geology, the interior and bulk properties, search for satellites of asteroids, and also look for rings around asteroids.